Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Back in Detroit after a week in Florida. A reminder, you can stream the show at radio.com and you can watch the show at 97.1theticket.com. They got the cameras in studios now, so take that for what it's worth. And get to watch the stream if you so choose. And again, if you're out of listening area, or you're moving, or you want to take it on the office, or listen while you're on your phone, while you're out for a run, a walk, a bike, whatever, radio.com. That has the rewind app too, so you can just go back to the beginning of the show if you missed anything and you want to hear the whole thing. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, let's start getting some of these from Scott. Champ is Tom Izzo yet again. He's got a dangerous team going into the tournament. Chump, the news. They open with four stories in a row about how dangerous coronavirus is. Then they tell us not to panic. Champ, MSU Senior Day, always a great tradition. Chump, Chris Holtman for complaining about it. That's from an unnamed texter. Champ, Art Van employees. Those guys are busting their butts and trying to stay positive while people yell at them while losing their jobs. Chump, Thomas H. Lee, the investment company that ruined a great Detroit business in Art Van. Hope you guys read this so the employees see some of the public still cares about them. The public does. I mean, I told this. We were down in Florida doing the show from the 34 Club. And we're over in the corner. And basically, when you're in a restaurant environment like that and we don't have speakers blasting out, we're just two guys in the corner talking sports really loud. And some people would stop and say hi or stop for a brief moment and pay attention. But when we started talking about Art Van, two or three people stopped. We went to commercial break and I talked to them and they wanted to talk about Art Van. Now, it's not unusual to be in Lakeland and there's a bunch of people with Detroit ties. But then we were with a bunch of clients that night hanging out. People were talking about Art Van.
Well, and then clients wanted to do something.
Clients stepped up and said they were looking to hire and get their names out there. And so, which there's details on our brother station's website, WWJ, if you want to go to WWJ.com. But it honestly is, it's a big story. And it's something we'll talk about at length today. But whoever sent this text who didn't sign it, yeah, people care. People care a lot more than I think. Than maybe even expected. It's a business closing, and it happens, but it,
you know, I was
it's
thinking
been around for so long, and so many Detroiters employed by Art Van.
I was trying to figure out why this one is so different, why this one hits home more than others, and I'm, you know, we hear of layoffs all the time. You know, we are the automotive industry is Detroit. We hear about this stuff all the time, but a lot of times we hear people are getting hired back because that is the nature of the business. And a new plant will open up or they'll reopen something and people get the jobs back. But with this one, in the furniture business, everybody always laughs. Yeah, yeah, sale. Uh-huh, going out of business sale. Right, sure, I'll believe when I see it. But this really is that case. I mean, this isn't some gimmick that they're using to try to move furniture before St. Patrick's Day. I mean, there's right. No, you don't see leprechauns around the Art Van stores. I mean, these stores are going to close. And I guess that's why it does hit them, because this is a finality to it. And there's, you know, nearly 4,000 people are going to be without a job.
You're right. And that's one of the things that I think the point you made first is, while it sucks for the people that are out of work now, is other jobs are created out of new industry and changing times. And that's why one of the things that doesn't scare me, or I'm not the least bit concerned about, is if we move to all electric vehicles, and there's people in the oil industry that are really concerned. Well, there's going to be millions of jobs created in renewable energy. I mean, things as we change and adopt, and we're a very adaptive species, hopefully people can take advantage of new things.
I remember watching the State of the City address that Mary Duggan was giving about Detroit, and I didn't expect to tune into it. I tuned in that night when it was on because it was getting ready to watch Jeopardy. And here's Mary Duggan. And I'm like, do I really want to watch? I'll watch a couple minutes. And then I watched the rest of it. I was glued because I was buying into everything he was selling. And one of the things he was talking about is there are thousands of jobs available in Detroit right now that they're trying to fill. So there is hope. This isn't the end.
It sucks. Don't get us wrong. It sucks.
It's
but
awful.
Hopefully people can come out of this. Sometimes maybe even a better situation. Who knows? Kyle sends in champ Cassius Winston, a great career and a person you can't help but root for. Chump OSU coach Chris Holtmann for being a crybaby about MSU seniors kissing the court after the game or in the game. Maybe don't trail by 20 and that won't happen. Holtmann walked it back a little bit saying, yeah, maybe I'm just frustrated because I wanted to get to the locker room and it was such a bad outing for them. But You're never going to curry favor with the locals when you do that. Champ Cassius Winston, Chump Chris Holtmann. And let's get to our champ and chump of the weekend. And Gator, my champ of the weekend has already got plenty of votes. It's Cassius Winston. Tough year, but to go out the way he did, 27 points in his final home game. Great shooting from the floor. And one of the listeners said, a kid that is easy to root for. And Cassius Winston, champ of the weekend, great weekend for him and his teammates.
Three-time Big Ten champion now, that's great. For me, I'm going to go with the Wings top line of Bertuzzi, Larkin, and Mantha. Now that Mantha is back and healthy, they're starting to click again. And over the weekend, they certainly clicked yesterday for sure. Between the three of them, they had 11 points in yesterday's game, four each by Bertuzzi and Mantha. They had accounted for 2 points in the win on Friday night and back-to-back wins. It seems like forever since they've done that. It's been they hadn't won in the previous 16 games against the Lightning. They really caught fire last year about this time. That top line, they were maybe the best line in all of hockey, and they just haven't been healthy enough to play together this year. Now they are, and hopefully this is something we can see for the future.
Chump nominations. My chump of the weekend is the Rams' new logo. That looks like a logo from a movie. Like when you don't have the rights to use the actual logo, so you come up with a facsimile thereof. That's what it looks. The Rams' new logo is weird. I
what the hell is it?
I don't know.
Is it the one where it says LA in it and it's like a yellow
the swirl? The swirl. Plus the Rams kind of have an iconic look. I don't know. But the Rams' new logo.
Their logo is like the best. One of the best in football.
It's one of the most recognizable looks. I don't know. I haven't been able to find out if they're touching the helmets with this, but it is one of the most recognizable looks in sports. And I guess it's a terrible decision.
Yeah. My chump's the coronavirus. It's causing an international panic and the cancellation of countless games and events and the total disruption of daily life. Coronavirus.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about the coronavirus. And I was thinking about, If this gets worse, okay, and there's quarantining going on and businesses shutting down and basically them saying, all right, we're gonna shut everything down here for a couple of weeks and just try and calm the spread, you know, isolate it, people get over it, like because people do recover from it. There's a high percentage of people that are recovering from coronavirus, but let's let everybody recover and maybe the thing will go away and then we'll restart life as usual. I really hope that the games can go on because we might be spending a lot of times in our home. And so even if they're empty arenas, if I'm going to be at home alone, I do want to watch March Madness.
You better entertain me.
It's not a threat, but it's important for games to go on because I think it's already impacting people. I just got a text from my daughter. Okay. We have a trip to Florida and we weren't going to hit Disney this year. And she just texted, I hear lines are really short at Disney. Like people aren't going to the theme parks as much because of coronavirus.
Well, we did notice on our flight to and back from Florida this week that there were empty seats on the plane, which there are never
very rare
empty seats on the flight, particularly back from Orlando. You never see empty seats. And there were a ton of empty seats on the way back.
Oh, we took advantage. I did, at least.
Yeah, I took advantage.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.